This is the Truth Network.
Robbie Dillmore here, and you know, I've developed a real soft spot for MyPillow. And if you've been waiting for the lowest price ever offered on MyPillow, it's arrived. With their patented interlock fill system, American-made, guaranteed not to go flat, and believe me, I've had mine for over 5 years now, and it hasn't. Fully machine washable, 6-day money-back guarantee, and a simple 4-question filling process. Right now, get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.99. That's right, only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Dial 1-800-942-9613 or use the promo code GETTRUTH at MyPillow.com. You too could have a soft spot for MyPillow at only $34.99 a pillow. $69.98 for two. Call 800-942-9613 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget, use that promo code GETTRUTH.
I am hearing the bells toll on top of the Heidelberg Church in Heidelberg, Germany. Is that right?
It's the Heiliggeistkirche. It's the Holy Ghost Church.
The Holy Ghost Church, yeah. Jiwon. And what's your last name?
Jiwon Park.
Jiwon Park is a Westminster-trained church planter here in Germany. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. And tell everyone, set the scene. What are you looking at here? This is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, we're just overseeing the Heidelberg Old Town. We're seeing here the castle up on the mountain. On the other side, we'll see the Neckar River. We'll see an 82-year-old pop who managed to climb 208 steps.
Mr. Everson, come over here. How many steps? So Mr. Everson is 82.3 years old. He and Mom are celebrating their 56th wedding anniversary, and we're over here on a Reformation tour.
So far, this is the height of my trip.
The Heidelberg height. The Church of the Holy Spirit right here. Now, I'm holding in my hand this book, the Heidelberg Catechism. Tell me, Jiwon, real quick, what the significance of this is with this place. Just connect it real quick.
Well, I think me as a Korean-German that grew up here, didn't get to hear about the Heidelberg Catechism until I got to Westminster Seminary. And it was Professor Clark who introduced me to this catechism. And I came back and I saw that there's so much need to hear this. I was like, wow, we have this Reformed catechism. It's a heritage. Why aren't we teaching this more often? And I think there's a great need in a time of ignorance, biblical ignorance, what the gospel, what the law is, where most of the churches became liberal and threw away the confessions, that now we have a lot of Christians in Germany who can identify with the Christian faith, but not being able to really articulate their faith and have the assurance of salvation. So I think in terms of education, in terms of like it says in Ephesians, you know, we need to be Christians that are not like a ship that is swayed from one wind to the other doctrine, but to come back to solo scriptura, we need to recover these confessions greatly in Germany.
In that age, 500 years ago, but now also, we need scripture for every doctrine that we talk about, and the convenience of the Heidelberg Catechism. It states a principle like, what does it mean? What do good works mean when they're mentioned in the Bible? And this gives usually about at least 6 or 7 and sometimes maybe 20 different scriptures in the Bible, Old and New Testament, that proclaim that doctrine. And it's such a, and it proclaims it in a different ways, at different incidents, but it's so much proof collectively that that's what the Holy Scriptures teach, that this is such a convenient thing to learn the Bible with, the catechism. Yes.
The Bible is sure a big book, and for most of the people who grow up biblically literate, the catechism is helpful in introducing non-church people to the Christian faith. I mean, what a better explanation are those three parts? Guilt, grace, gratitude. We are confronted by the law with our guilt. We are pointed with the gospel through our salvation, the grace of our Lord. And out of great gratitude, we now can live Christian ethics not the other way around. We're not trying to bend God's arm and get his favor. And that's a great summary of the Christian faith right there, the gospel.
Oh, the law and the gospel. You know, Catherine, you've been catechizing your kids with the Heidel, you and John.
Right.
My sister and my brother-in-law, who really spearheaded this, connected all this, and Julie helped a ton, my wife, to put this together. What question do you have for him real quick? When we are on the roof, we're at the very top, 200 steps later, of the Church of the Holy Spirit. It's really sacred ground. I'm holding a Heidelberg Catechism book in my hand, where this was written. Kathy, your quick question. What are your thoughts and as you're reflecting for him?
My thought would be, how can we best appropriate this, not only into our own personal life, but into the lives of our family? What's a good way to do that? I know John and I love to get with our kids in the evenings and maybe take one or two questions from the catechism, and then we read the scriptures together that, like my dad referred to, that back up the catechism question. But what would your input be into that as families or just even individually?
No, I think for the family, it's a great tool. We live in very busy times. Most of the people work hard. Here in Frankfurt, where I live, parents hardly have time to have a meal with their children. And so what I encourage always and try to model is 15 minutes is enough, at the table, dinner table, just a brief prayer and just to read the catechism daily and have the children memorize it. That is a great discipline. That's a great thing that we do as responsible Christian parents to pass our faith on to the next generation.
Thank you for taking time to tour this. Dad had one more quick question, and we got to get downstairs to the big
question. You mentioned that there is an innate fear in every human being that when death comes, what will happen to me, mm-hmm. and am I really in the kingdom of God? Mm-hmm. Comment on that a little bit. When Luther came, he came, you said, to proclaim victory.
Well, Luther, like you said, came into a context where there was a lot of ignorance, a lot of biblical illiteracy among the laity, because the masses were all conducted in Latin. And even the priests didn't understand faith. And so what greater thing is there to be assured? Like we said, what is your only comfort in life and in death? And it's the remaining part, that we don't belong here. We belong to God, who has died and has risen for us and given us the living hope. I mean, what joy is there? What greater assurance is there than those beginning words of the Heidelberg Catechism?
That's the voice of Pastor Juwan, who's a church planter in Germany, and we want to pray for you too, and thank you for this tour. We're on the roof of the Church of the Holy Spirit in Heidelberg, Germany. How can our listeners pray for you as you bring back those seeds that were planted 500 years ago in the Reformation? It's post-Christian. It's crazy now. You were telling us about that earlier. Just quickly, how can our listeners pray for you?
Well, just to briefly give you a context, a lot of people that I talk to, especially when it comes to when I say I'm planting a church in Frankfurt, a lot of people from Korea or international, they say, well, is there a need? I mean, we have 75% Christians in Germany. Why are you planting another church? And I think that most of the people don't realize that a lot of these churches are illiterate. So it's similar to the churches that we see 500 years ago. And so the greatest prayer point would be, firstly, that we will find a place of worship. Secondly, we need more people to come help, who share our confessions, who share our views of ministry. And we can need any help. So if you even a short-term mission trip, or if you want to send your people to come and help, really, in the initial phases of church planting, that would be great. Any help I'll be grateful for.
That's super. And can you give us, can you give that website you gave Dr. John Fonville and my, can you give that over to our listeners?
Yeah.
What's that website?
Well, the URC was so kind to get all the known church planters that are planting Reformed confessional churches in Europe together for 1 week in Romania. And we had 1 week of pastor's retreat where we could first get to know an Italian church planter, one from Bucharest, you know, it's from all of Europe. And so we are a small group of pastors, and if you want to support us, if you want to take interest in what it means to plant a confessional Reformed church in Europe, check out our website.
What is the site?
It's right now it's in an initial stage, but it's reformationeurope.org or net.
Mr. Upson, just put a hand on him and pray for him, will you, real quick? Okay. Everyone, put a hand on this guy and just lift him up and pray. Let's pray this Reformation prayer for this whole, this continent, but this country and this city here, up on top of the Church of the Holy Spirit.
Heavenly Father, we have come before you as sinners, saved by grace, because of your mercy, for because of the sacrificial death, Jesus bearing our sins, and saved by grace through faith. And thank you for that. And we thank you for this gentleman has answered the call, your call, to come and bring back the faith of the revelation, of the Reformation, Lord. Bring back the faith. Lord, like the Church of Galatia, the church has largely, the organized church has largely gone back to works. Salvation by works through merit. And Lord, we pray for revival and pray, Lord, that many will turn to Christ. Only 3%, we understand, who have a faith that's even close to the real, genuine grace alone through faith alone in Christ alone. So Lord, bring revival to Europe, to these churches. Bring a great awakening, we pray. And use this young man in a mighty way. Thank you for his family, his father who started a great church here, and coming from Korea and starting a church here, and now his son. Lord, bless this family. Give them great, great fruit for their labor here. We pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
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 Wow.
Thank you so much.